FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Four people have died in a crash between a fuel tanker and a stationary bus on the N1 in Limpopo. The bus had run out of fuel and was parked on the side of the highway near Pinas Refir when the collision happened earlier today. The tanker caught fire, spreading flames to the bus, which had passengers inside. Nine others have been injured. Limpopo Transport spokesperson Didimalo Chweni.
As a department, we are deeply saddened by this incident and extend our heartfelt condolences to the families and loved ones of the deceased. We also wish the injured a speedy recovery. We will work with law enforcement agencies to ensure a thorough investigation and accountability from those involved.
Murder accused Spamandla Khumalo has been found guilty of killing his ex-girlfriend, 30-year-old Nomfundo Msibi, was stabbed 22 times at a taxi rank near an Umhlanga shopping center last year. Newswatch's Celumusa Zulu reports.
Spamandla Khumalo sat in the dock, chewing on the arm of his black jacket, which was draped around his neck. Last month, he pleaded not guilty to premeditated murder. However, Judge Jacqueline Hendricks said several factors indicated that Khumalo had necessary intent to commit murder. She said the CCTV footage presented in court showed him repeatedly stabbing Msibi following an argument. Judge Jacqueline Hendricks added that the accused lured Msibi to the mall under pretense of paying for a lay-by. The court heard her brother had been scared for her safety and didn't want her to go alone, and also indicated that Khumalo had been threatening his sister's current boyfriend. A decision on the sentencing date is expected later today. Celumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
KZN has recorded the highest number of arrests during last week's Operation Shanela anti-crime campaign. Police say more than 12,000 suspects were taken into custody between last Monday and yesterday across the country. The SAPS's Vincent Mukati.
167 suspects were arrested for murder. Majority of these suspects were arrested in KwaZulu-Natal with 45. 165 suspects were arrested for rape. 54 of these arrests were made in KwaZulu-Natal. 115 suspects were arrested for being in the illegal possession of firearms. Majority of these suspects were arrested in KwaZulu-Natal with 37. 432 drivers were arrested for drunk and driving. Majority of arrests in KwaZulu-Natal with 121.
And protesters at rallies in Turkey have been met with tear gas and rubber pellets after the president's main rival was arrested. People have taken to the streets after Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu was jailed pending a trial over corruption charges. He denies the claims. The top story this hour, four people have died in a crash between a fuel tanker and a stationary bus on the N1 in Limpopo. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.